worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
And it is a very special episode this week. My name is Crisco, and this is the best of A Freak Accident. Unfortunately, for this episode, we ran into a few scheduling conflicts, and we weren't able to get together to record a brand new episode, but we didn't want you to go without, so we decided to compile some of our favorite segments from past episodes into this, a best of episode. That's basically how this is going to work. We've got a few segments that we've done before that we really, really enjoyed and we think are definitely worth revisiting, and I think you'll agree once you hear them. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for you, if you're a longtime listener, to listen back and remember some of the past funny, or if you're relatively new, or if you're brand new to our show, it's a great chance for you to see what we've been up to since we started at the beginning of this year, and also kind of get the lay of the land for what you can expect from our podcast. So it's a great way to introduce yourself to our show if you're new, and also I'll point out if you are a frequent revisitor, re-listener to our show, this is a great chance for you to introduce friends, family, or whomever to A Freak Accident, because again, it's kind of it's a taste test, sort of some of our more favorite moments and some of what we consider anyway to be our greatest hits, at least so far this year. So I welcome you. We're very excited to deliver this first ever best of edition of A Freak Accident to you. Just a quick few reminders, afreakaccident.com is our website. That's where you want to go if you want to find out anything about our show. Visit the podcast section and you can actually listen back to all of the episodes that the upcoming segments were originally a part of, so you can maybe get context for them as well. And you can also find us on social media. We have all those links posted on the website. Plus, we usually have links to all the news stories and insanity that we end up talking about and touching on during the show. We usually post those on the website as well, so you can keep up with that. And do not forget, very, very important for all podcasts, that you subscribe on iTunes, because iTunes is sort of the billboard charts. It's like the top trending section of the podcast world. So help us out there. Subscribe, and don't forget to leave us a good review. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that too. If you'd like to reach out to us and get in contact with us, we'd love to hear from you no matter what you're emailing us about. The email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And the offer still stands. We've said it from past episodes. If you leave us a review, like we mentioned, on iTunes, screen cap it to prove that you did it. Send that to us in an email. Include your mailing address and we'll send you a few free stickers so you can deface public property with them and help do some guerrilla marketing for our podcast. So either way, we'd love to hear from you. Again, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Again, iTunes, subscribe. And you could also, if you're an Android user, maybe you're thinking, I don't have iTunes. I use a Samsung or some other Android device. We're on Google Play Music as well, or anywhere you can download podcasts. You can find us somewhere. So thrilled to have you here again. My name is Crisco. I am normally the host, joined usually by Lazy E, Kyle Mack, and Mickey. Again, they're not here this week. But interestingly enough, you might also remember Ian Hunter. If you're new, you wouldn't remember him. He was a founding member and a co-host on our show for a while. Most of these segments will be containing him and not Kyle, because Kyle is still relatively new. So it's kind of like a flashback. Let's get right into it, shall we? It is the best of A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
For our first revisited segment here on the Best of A Freak Accident, we've decided to travel back to June when we were in the middle of what can only be described as emoji fever. It seemed like every episode we were talking about something to do with emojis, and then somebody went ahead and translated the Bible using emojis or emoji speak, whatever you want to call it, and we just had to read some of our favorite passages. So from the June 2nd episode of A Freak Accident, it's the Emoji Bible. Cedarmont kids. Where's Cedarmont exactly?
Next to Portermont.
He has no idea.
I said that with confidence, though.
You did. I was half tempted to believe you.
Yeah.
That was the B-I-B-L-E song. And we're talking about the Bible. Why? Well, because something terrible has happened in the world of religion and literature and all common sense.
Now, the Bible is the most translated book in history.
Yes. Best-selling book in history, too.
So, obviously, they did something smart when they were bringing it out again.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Bringing it out again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been out of print for a while. You know, they're bringing it back for a second edition.
What's the remastered version?
Yeah, sure. So, they added now to the list of translations of the Bible that already exist. there is now a King James Bible that has been translated into emojis to hopefully entice readership from Generation Text, or Millennials, as the rest of us know them as. This article's trying to be clever. Stop doing that, New York Daily News.
Can I just say something for the record?
No.
This is the stupidest idea of all time, and there's been some stupid ones before.
I did say no, didn't I? He heard that.
Yeah. I don't
think he kept going, though.
I had to say it.
You don't listen to the rules, man.
It's okay.
I like that about you. You're a rebel without a cause.
The great thing is you could get this Emoji Bible on iTunes for $2.99.
Yes, you can. Apple iBooks. It was released on Sunday. Bible Emoji, Scripture 4, the number 4, by the way. Scripture, the number 4, Millennials. All 66 books in one one translation. Yeah, so.
This isn't a deal. This is against the commandment. This is a steal, baby. If that isn't their advertisement, I don't know what is. Come on. That has to be their commercial.
That was the greatest joke of all time.
Thank you.
Right,
it was
there.
It was up there. It was
out.
Up there.
I'm out. See you guys.
For as many bad ones as he's had, especially tonight, you redeemed yourself right there.
You need to retire from radio now, move to another town, change your name.
You can't hit home runs without getting strikes.
You know, if you hear of somebody named Easy Lay on a top 40 station somewhere, that he's moved on and, you know, he's trying to recreate the magic somewhere else.
That actually was going to be my name on a pop station.
No,
it was. My goal is to take this name into every single radio market. Ambitious E for soft rock. Talk E for talk stations.
And my favorite for country.
Oh, yeah, it's Howdy.
Oh, that joke doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No. So
he's thought this through. That's the most amazing thing.
You got to make a brand.
How much do you think, speaking of thinking things through, they really had to think through this whole Bible translation thing if they needed to make it work with emojis?
That's a lot of words.
See, because here's the thing. Emojis kind of get on my nerves, and let me explain why. Because, granted, I think having the faces is helpful because often inflection is not inferred through text, so I think sometimes using a face to sort of
emote.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, Mickey, high five.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that, man. I guess that's why they named it that.
Yeah.
Huh? So, to basically translate emotion through text, the faces make sense. But then I see there are things with these kids nowadays with their fax machines and hula hoops.
Fax machines and hula hoops.
Yes. These kids these days, I've seen them post entire sentences in nothing but emojis. And I'm like, what is it that you're trying to say? This is way more complicated trying to find a picture to coincide with the word that you're trying to say than just spelling out the word.
This is going really old school. Hieroglyphics are making a comeback. It's perfect.
He stole my thunder.
Yeah, Thunder Stealer.
Yeah,
the nude centaur strikes again. That's what he does.
Is that the nude centaur's name, Thunder Stealer?
Yeah, the Thunder Stealer.
I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I don't think we should call you Lazy E anymore. I think it should just be Thunder Stealer.
Yeah, Centauri. See, I have brands for everything.
You know, I just noticed something.
What?
You still don't have internet.
The name of it. No, I don't. Thanks, jerk. Twist that mic. No, the name of this thing, Bible Emoji, Scripture for Millennials. Millennials is spelled wrong.
In the article Shocker. Or the book?
No. In the book itself, the title of the Emoji Bible, Millennials, is spelled wrong. Yeah. Oh. Maybe you should stick with the whole emojis for sentences thing, because obviously you don't know regular grammar.
How true is this story, then?
No, it's true. This Bible definitely exists. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've got some excerpts from it here.
Yeah. We've got some wonderful ways that the emojis will fit into Scripture.
Like, for instance, well, let me just read an example first before we read some of these. Okay, like, for instance, Matthew 4:19, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In the Emoji Bible, Matthew 4:19 says this, and Jesus ... emoji unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fish emojiers of men.
Do you see? It actually makes sense.
Well, see, I couldn't see it because we don't have emojis in front of us.
But that's why we're reading them.
Use your imagination. You know what the fish emoji looks like?
It's a fish.
But English is just fine.
I agree. But they didn't do it in English, and this is the story that we're talking
about.
So we're just going to roll with it, Mickey. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think we need to read more of these, but I need an ambiance before I do
mine.
All right,
you need an ambiance.
Yeah.
How about a little bit...
wet up my voice a little bit.
Here we go.
All right, everyone. Angel Face Emoji said, one of you will betray me. Shocked emoji, embarrassed emoji.
Okay, I want to do this.
Okay, all right.
The angel emoji appeared unto Abraham, OMG. Literally said Abraham.
Get a little Kardashian and everything on that. Mickey.
All right, Mickey, you want to do another one?
I didn't want to do one in the first place. On the seventh day, he tired. Emoji.
Wait, restart that. Rewind. We're good. We'll fix that in post.
Go ahead, read it again.
Come on, Mickey, you can do it. Come on.
On the seventh day, he tired. Emoji, ZZ emoji.
Because he rested. I get it.
Yeah. Crisco, do you got one?
I've got one. We need a different song.
No.
All right. The man approached Jesus and asked, what must I do to be saved? Jesus responded, okay emoji, 100 emoji.
You know, this Bible's actually pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
You want another one?
Go for it.
Now as he foot emojied by the... Now as he foot emojied by the two waves emoji of Galilee... He two dot emoji Simon and Andrew, his brother casting a net into the two wave emoji, for they were fish emojiers.
Terrific.
Thank you.
I got another one.
All right, do it.
In the alarm clock emoji, angel emoji created the cloud emoji with the earth emoji.
Oh, there's got to be more here.
Mickey.
Oh, I like this one. This is amusing. The Lord appeared unto Moses in a fire emoji, tree emoji, fire emoji.
All right, we got to end on a high note. Let's do this.
Are you ready for Philippians 4:13?
Yes.
I can do all this through him who gives me muscle emoji. If this wasn't as entertaining as it is, I would think that this was a terrible idea.
We should make an entire show of just doing this.
Just emojis?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean, no? This is a great idea.
A freak accident. Gas mask emoji. Explosion emoji. Sad emoji. Poop emoji.
The best of a freak accident. The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
One thing you could say about this election season is that Donald Trump has been nothing short of entertaining, kind of like someone else we know, Kanye West. If you follow either of their Twitter feeds, it's just absolute insanity. So we decided to kind of make a game out of it and see if we could determine whether Trump or Kanye had sent out a particular tweet, and then we would award points that were good for absolutely no retail value whatsoever. You can hear this and more from the March 24th episode of A Freak Accident. It's who tweeted it, Trump or Kanye?
Lazy McE with the spin-off to Yes or BS called Did Donald Trump Tweet It or Did Kanye West Tweet It?
Great name.
Catchy name, huh?
Who tweeted it, Donald or Kanye?
I just said that.
Thanks.
Really simple. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I have the same contestants. Anybody else, please, please get in touch with us as fast as possible. We've got Crisco.
Hey!
We've got Mickey.
Please help me.
You're a returning champion, you know.
Not on this show, on the other one.
Doesn't matter. She's the returning champion on my spinoff.
All right.
All right. And that's all I wanted to know.
I hate my life.
Shut up. Ian.
Who greenlit a spinoff for you?
I'm going to red light a match to your A. Do not question the greatness of this show. I think you get the point. I'm going to read a tweet. You have to tell me if it was Donald Trump or Kanye West. Get off your phone, Crisco!
Sorry.
This is a television show!
Yep, my bad.
Where's your decorum? We flipped Donald's wig in the back.
I don't have decorations. I put them all away for Christmas.
We flipped Donald's wig in the back, and it came up Harry. So Ian, you go first. Because you wish you could have facial hair because you're 12. All right. You guys ready?
No.
Shut up. Okay, the tweet was, "Hey, at Katy Perry, what were you thinking when you married that loser Russell Brand? Donald Trump or Kanye West?"
Oh, man, this is harder than I thought. Kanye West.
Kanye.
It says loser, so it has to be the Donald.
Let's find out.
When Mexico sends its people,
yes!
They're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
That is an answer for Donald Trump. Way to go.
I have not listened to any of that. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Way to go, Crisco.
Hey, guess what? He's number one in the polls, Mickey.
And I'm number one as the person who should be talking. Thank you. All right. By the way, this show is sponsored by Pull Boots. Pull Boots.
You should really get in touch with someone who does toilets.
You enter them and you vote. All right, Mickey, are you ready?
Nope.
Too bad. All right. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. Kanye or Trump?
Kanye?
That's, yeah.
It has to be Trump. Again, losers. He keeps calling people losers.
It's gotta be Kanye.
And let's find out.
I like that.
Oh, that is Donald Trump. That is really creepy, but that is Donald Trump. That is really weird. Point Crisco,
yeah,
again.
2-0. Here we go.
Must be Donald Trump's best friend.
No, I just know stupidity when I see it.
Just so you know, this game's a little different. The winner doesn't get a prize. The loser gets a punishment. The loser must vote for Donald Trump to be president. All right. Mickey's wanted to win this one, finally. All right. All right.
Quick, everybody win somehow.
All right, Crisco, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Trump or Kanye West. Who tweeted it? I am ultra light beaming right now. So many people have called or emailed me to help today. Hedge funds, fund guys, billionaire, etc.
That has to be Kanye because it's completely detached.
All right, Ian.
Third time's a charm, Kanye.
I'm going with that one, Kanye.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, it is Kanye West. Way to go. You all got... No, I don't even care. We don't need points. All right, are you ready for the next
one? I was winning. I was excited.
No. You're losing in the talking battle. All right. Mickey, are you ready? The name is Kanye West vs. Trump. Not... Okay. Who tweeted this, Kanye or Trump? Stop your laugh mouth. Okay.
I'm not laughing, I'm crying.
Okay.
I can't believe my life has come to this.
How do you think I feel?
Both of you! Decorum! Okay. Yes, I am personally rich. I can buy furs and houses for my family. Kanye or Trump?
Kanye.
I'm gonna go Kanye on that one.
Kanye.
Kanye or Trump? I kind of lost my place right there.
Could be either of them.
Shh. I am a god. Yes. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
That's right. That is Kanye West. He just doesn't shut up, does he? All right. There we go. I don't even know whose turn it is. Whose turn do you want it to be? I'm sure it's Ian's. Why not? Why the heck not? God, kill me now. All right. Tweeting.
Did you just ask Kanye West to kill you?
I did. That's paying attention. Point Crisco.
Yes.
All right. Ian, are you ready? Sorry, there is no star on the stage tonight. Kanye or Trump?
That's got to be Trump.
Mickey?
Trump? I'm going to go Trump on that, too.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob.
One thing we agree on, Donald. Yeah, one thing we agree on.
That's right. I agree. You should shut up. Okay. The point goes to Ivana Trump. She gets the point. Congratulations. She's in a homeless shelter. I don't know what she's doing. Okay. All right. Crisco.
Yeah.
Crisco, let's play it.
Right.
Trump or Kanye West? My Twitter has become so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth. That was a real tweet by Kanye or Trump.
It's got to be Kanye.
No way, man. That's Trump.
Can I just blend them together? Kanye.
Kyump. <Kyump.
laughs> Mickey, what do you say?
Kanye.
Kanye-old
wump. Kanye-old
wump.
Why? Here's who it is.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Ian gets a point!
The quotes from him are just so bad.
People are voting for him.
I can't believe Ian got a point on anything. All right, here's the next tweet. Ian, Mickey, you go first. Why not? I've never seen a thin piece person drinking a Diet Coke. Trump. Trump or Kanye?
I've never seen a thin person drinking a Diet Coke.
Yeah, what did you say?
Trump.
All right.
Kanye.
Trump.
It is true, though.
You know, you're really beautiful.
That is Trump! Wow, he's really creepy. Hear these two things really quick right now.
I like that. You know, you're really beautiful.
Really creepy dude right there. Really creepy.
Was that from the same quote?
I didn't believe it was your time to talk. No questions. All right.
Wow.
All right, the next one. Tweeting. All right, Crisco, you go first. Why not? Also, for anyone who has money, they know the first rule is to use other people's money. Kanye or Trump?
That's Trump.
All right, Ian.
Kanye.
Trump.
Here we go.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh.
That is Kanye West!
Ah!
Yeah!
Alright, so end of the game. Who won?
No, there's one more.
Oh, there's one more?
There's one more. We
How
have
many
to...
of these are there?
There's one more. This is the ultimate tiebreaker.
Crisco's still winning, though.
No. Mickey! I have no interest in working with anyone who is too important or too traditional to take a call at 3 a.m. Kanye or Trump?
Trump.
Kanye.
God, Trump.
I'm a robot. You cannot offend a robot.
That is right.
Yes.
It is Kanye West.
All right. Yes. Okay.
And that is the end of Kanye versus Donald Trump and Sweet.
So who won?
The winner is Donald Trump's toupee. Yeah. And Mickey.
Oh, come on.
It's the best of a freak accident. Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Back in January, right when our show was getting started, we quickly developed an inside joke among us. Former co-host Ian Hunter, who was a founding member of the show, he's no longer with us. He's gone on to pursue his career in radio, is still haunted by this moment that occurred on our podcast when he relayed a story about some trouble he ran into at home and how opening a door was able to befuddle him to the point where he was trapped in a room in his house. And that quickly turned Ian into a meme of sorts. So what we've done here is we've compiled, because the story of Ian and his battle with the door spanned two episodes, we've compiled segments from both our January 21st and our January 28th episodes. Again, you can hear them in context in the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. It includes the initial telling of the story, and then we had Ian write a song about his experience. So you're going to hear the initial, the birth of the story, the birth of a meme. Then you're going to hear a fast forward to the following week when we followed up on it with the song that he wrote and our very own Lazy E produced. It is Trapped in the Bedroom on the Best of a Freak Accident.
So Ian, yeah, what the heck happened?
What is this story? I got to hear about this.
So to start this story off, the door handle of my bedroom door is a piece of crap.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
So
I can already see where this is going, and
so
I love it.
A couple of days ago, my wife gets up first. She's a school teacher.
7 o'clock in the morning, and the rays from the sun wakes me.
So she gets up out of bed. I'm still sitting there trying to fall back asleep, and she's trying to open the door, and the stupid thing will not open.
On the door, baby!
So she keeps trying to spin it and spin it. And eventually, this has happened before, and it'll usually catch, and then whenever she goes in the bathroom, I'll go and I'll fix the door. I'll make sure it's tightened up so it's fine. Well, I told her, I was like, what's wrong with the door handle? And she's like,
now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done?
Well, you saved that one. She's turning the door handle, and I hear, uh-oh. And so I'm like,
oh, no.
I flip the light on, I look up. She's holding the door handle in her hand.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, no. I didn't say oh, no, either. I said a couple
I'm
other words.
I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house.
We couldn't get out. We literally could not get out of the bedroom. I walk out. I'm trying to get the thing back on, to the door handle back on to the other
bang,
side of it.
Bang, bang on the door,
and it would not. It's so stripped. It would not turn back on. And I'm sitting there going, we're literally stuck in our bedroom right now. We had to call our landlord at 6 o'clock
next
in the morning.
Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone.
So we call the landlord. It's actually like 5:45 in the morning. He comes over and he calls us. He goes, hey, did you guys deadbolt the door last night? I said, of course I did.
He said, why don't I just go out the window?
He's like, I have a problem. I don't know if I have the key for the deadbolt. I'm like, so I start looking out the window going, all right, I have to make a run for this one or something to go get something to open the door. He eventually comes in. He lets us in. And he does
let
fix
you
the
out,
door.
You mean?
Yeah, so you would think, you know, I'm stuck in my bed, literally cannot get out with my super hot wife. You would think this is the sexiest thing ever.
I was going to say,
here I am quickly trying to put on my clothes.
I was going to say,
this is all true. This is the worst part. This entire song was my life that morning.
I was going to say, like, yeah, that's like, you know, at that point you turn around and you go, well, what else are we going to do to pass the time?
Well, you would think that, but you're actually so frustrated because you can't get out of the friggin' bedroom to go to the friggin' bathroom. So if our landlord couldn't get out, I mean, because the funny story is my tools are not in the bedroom, because who keeps their tools in the bedroom?
To be fair, you couldn't get out of the door. You're the tool.
Yeah. My toolbox is on the literally other side of the door in the hallway.
I'm sorry.
Inches away.
I'm picturing Jurassic Park, right? when they're like, you know, we don't have anything to worry about unless they've learned how to open doors. So a raptor is now more intelligent than me, than Hotford Teacher.
Yeah.
And you, both of you. You've been outsmarted by a dinosaur.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like,
they're dead.
You are a factory of sadness!
That's
Pretty but you would think it's the sexiest thing ever, and
you would think it was leading up to that, and it just ended up not being.
You're
that.
So frustrated because you have to go to the bathroom. You can't get out. You're hungry. You can't eat. You can't get anything to drink. You can't go to the bathroom, and you're sitting there going, "See, what am I going to do with my life?"
You could have been a man and kicked the door down.
I had a hatchet. That was 4 seconds from using the hatchet.
There you go.
I was going to say, you couldn't just, like, open the window and go out the window?
Well, being that we live on the second story of a house, no.
She said, why don't I just go out the window?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
This is a...
a what?
What is it?
Where is it?
Yelling at me for big words. At least I got mine out. Like so
mine. I was going to say, this is a thesaurus of excuses now is what it is.
No, this is a story of my life. There's a difference. Needless to say, my entire toolbox is in the bedroom now.
See, I saw the picture that you posted on Facebook. I had thought that you had, like, leaned into the door to open it, and it just went, like, blink! Oh, jeez, and it just popped right off, you know?
The killer part of the story, though, is the night before, you know, my wife had said, hey, you know, it is, you know, the door handle's loose, can you fix it? I'm like, all right, fine. So I went over, and I tightened it up, and it was working just fine. I tested a few times, it's fine, it's working. I don't know what happened in between 10 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock the next morning.
A bad fix is
what
happened. That's on you, my friend.
You became an R. Kelly song. That's what happened.
I can't believe that every bit of that R. Kelly song was my life that morning. That's more scary than anything.
It's hysterical that it actually went from one thought to the next. Like, it followed it perfectly. That was brilliant. You were enjoying yourself a little bit too much there, E.
You've been prepping for this for a week.
Yeah, not enough. What are you talking about?
This happened the day after the last podcast.
Ah, what's going to happen tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm scared.
what could happen next? You should have just kicked it down.
Well, I would have if it didn't open the other way. Well, so this house was built back
again,
in the 30s. So
of excuses. That's all I'm hearing right now is just excuses.
It's a heavy door. It would have hurt. Yeah. And then I would have had to pay for a new door. Yeah. The underlying fact of this all is I'm cheap and don't want to have to pay for a new door.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, you get to, like, be, like, you know, the hero, rescue the damsel from the trapped bedroom. You know,
yeah, I'd break my foot, though.
That would have been funny.
I would have laughed.
Walk in on crutches. What happened? I had to kick my door in.
Well, you know, it all started with...
7 o'clock in the morning.
It does. That song. We could have just played the song.
Yeah.
What song is that?
I almost want...
Isn't that the Trapped in a Closet song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost want Ian to record, like, a spoof version of that song.
I thought about it.
And we may have to make that happen. I don't know. He can join Too Much Men. Whoa. That'll be his lead vocal track.
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do this.
That's our R&B group, by the way. The number 2 Much Men.
Good. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, there's nothing
I'll
not
start
to
writing
like.
As soon as we leave tonight.
There's nothing not to like about it.
Last week's episode is where we find out that Ian had the best story ever getting stuck in his room.
Yeah, the best story
stuck
about
in my bedroom, more specifically.
The best story about the worst example of a person being useful I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
And the great thing is, it almost went word for word. We actually did examples on that show of how it went with R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Right.
And, well, Ian, the mix master that he is, teamed up with producer Lazy E to make this jam you about to drop right now.
It's 5:30 a.m. and the phone alarm wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in the bed that belongs to me. Then a voice yells, I've got to get dressed. My clothes are in the bathroom. My wife gets out of bed and heads to the bedroom door. She starts to turn the handle, but oh no, it won't turn. I'm gathering there's a problem. What is wrong? She says, oh no, the door handle is no more. I get up quickly out of bed to survey the damage. I said, let me get my tools, but then I noticed that my tools weren't in the room. Oh no, this isn't good. I'm trapped in my bedroom. Someone get me my hatchet. I'm trapped in the bedroom. Someone please help me. Call the landlord. I'm trapped in the bedroom. 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 Bedroom.
It is amazing.
That turned out way better than I thought it would.
Oh, such a beautiful song. Trapped in the bedroom. 2016.
That is, if that is not on the Too Much Men album when it comes out, the world is not fair. There's no justice.
Oh, man. It's beautiful.
I cannot believe that came out as well as it did.
I think the Grammy is realistic now.
Neither can I.
Just shut it down, the whole Grammys. Just award everything to Ian Hunter.
Yeah, take that, Lady Gaga and Drake.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. A Freak Accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
If you're an athlete or if you're just a health and or fitness-minded person, you should know that two things that don't go together are running and fatty, sugary food, like donuts, for instance. But that doesn't stop a bunch of people from yearly participating in what's commonly referred to as the Krispy Kreme race, where I guess they pig out on a bunch of donuts and then go running. We talked about this and the fact that this past year's event had kind of a somber undertone to it when somebody died during it. So we're going to revisit that right now. And this, of course, is from the February 11th episode of A Freak Accident. It's Krispy Kreme and running, and they don't mix. Krispy Kreme, baby!
Is anyone else in the mood right now? Oh, just me? Okay.
Whoa. Turn that song down a second.
What? Ian? I like donuts. Get off me.
That's not what you said.
No, I know exactly what I said.
No. The implication was not that.
Thank you, Big Cheese Parody, for the intro. We are talking about Krispy Kremes in a really unconventional way. Now, Mickey, how athletic... Oh, I mean, I know you used to play football.
So yes.
She was a tank back in the day, man.
That's
she
not could, a nice thing to call a girl a tank.
She could deck you.
Yeah, Mickey, you were a hoss.
You call her a tank one more time, she's going to deck you now.
I mean, that might happen, you know? I'm sure I've given you plenty of reasons over the years that we've known each other, right?
Possibly.
Nah, maybe.
I'm not admitting to anything.
Don't hurt me. this is now. Are you still athletic at all? Like, do you still exercise ever?
Nope, it's
like...
gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm lazy. I am so lazy.
She lost her athleticism. It's
so
gone.
Yeah. Well, we all do as we get older, don't we? Jeez, I used all to be right. able to do backflips and stuff. I threw my back out yesterday by shrugging.
Crisco, we ran a duathlon years
That's
ago.
That's what I'm saying, man. We used to be in good shape.
Yeah.
What has happened?
Old.
I'm not even that old.
Wife's a great cook?
Yeah, it's a couple. Yeah, there's always those options. Yeah, those are always potential problems. So anyway, we've got a runner. A runner in a race called the Krispy Kreme Challenge. These two things seem kind of counterintuitive, don't they?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. How do you run, you know, and do, like, athletic things in something with the words crispy and or cream anywhere in that situation?
We were just talking about the Lenten season. Have you ever seen Fat Tuesday, the big people running to get those donuts in the morning?
Yeah.
They run fast. They fit perfectly together.
Oh, right. Yeah, totally. Anyway, this was this is a tragedy has occurred at the latest Krispy Kreme Challenge.
No.
A runner that's happened this past weekend, he died.
I always love the way that you go with death.
Yeah.
He just died.
Well, he did. He died.
Yeah, what else do you want him to say? Did a backflip?
Well, how did he? Well, he may have. Well, how did he die?
I'm sure his heart stopped and he probably voided in his shorts. I'm sure that's how it went.
Wow, that escalated voided. Quickly.
Oh.
That's the medical terminology, too, there.
Here's the great thing about this story.
Hello, nurse teaches me these things.
Here's the great thing about this story. Old dude running in a Krispy Kreme race. Logical conclusions on how he died. He never ate a Krispy Kreme at this.
You mentioned he was old. He was 58, which is old-ish. You know, you're entering the latter years at that point.
I think. Running in a race?
You're approaching retirement age.
Yeah.
If you're not already past it.
Well, yeah. Most people retire at 65, right?
Running age. You said running age.
Oh. Jack LaLanne ran until he was dead. He was still pulling.
So did this guy.
Yeah, he was still pulling.
Well, yeah, drove, yeah.
Anyway, the race route, though, getting into why he died. The race route begins at Bell Tower at North Carolina State University and goes to the Krispy Kreme outlet at the corner of North Pearson.
This is the greatest idea ever, though. Whoever came up with this.
The idea is, like, you run the race and you eat donuts while you're running the race. That's basically what it is. There you go. You go to the Krispy Kreme outlet where those participating in the challenge consume a dozen donuts before returning to the Bell Tower. The runner, this guy left the race before he got to the Krispy Kreme. Okay, so he died just from the running part, not from the actual consuming of the donuts part. Yeah. Which, you're talking about swerves in this story. Running, Krispy Kreme, guy died. You think it's because of donuts? Nope. It just keeps spinning.
I could see this happening to Murderer, because he'll go through a dozen donuts, but him running a mile would not happen.
So he would be safe then, right? Because obviously what I gather from this is that it's the running that kills you. It is not
right.
The donuts.
This is why I skipped out of the running and I just eat a pound of Krispy Kremes
right.
In the morning.
Yeah,
the 5 miles will kill me.
It's a perfect excuse.
Yeah.
I don't know how this... I mean, Ian, are you at all athletic? Have you ever been?
Wow, that's... Ouch. Yeah, I enjoy running and jogging. I'm not going to... fully went for a Division I athlete anytime soon, but...
I mean, I run, I jog in the warm weather. In the winter, I just sit on the couch all day and watch television. I do run, I jog, but I can't imagine why anybody would do something like this. Or, like, isn't there the one race, it's like the beer race or something? Like, they chug beers while they run? Like, that's just... When I drink beer, the last thing I'm thinking about is then getting up and exercising.
That, I was actually offered to run in that.
Really?
All I pictured in my head, I'm running... chugging beer, not just drinking it, because you want to win, so you're chugging the beer. That is vomit city everywhere.
Well, but I mean, it's, the beer sits in your stomach, and then you try to run. Oh, that's, yeah.
Ugh. I'm feeling burps and heartburn and everything all over the place. That's not a good combo.
Yeah, no.
Well, funny thing is, this guy, or rather, the people in this race, can shove this up the nose of all those people in those savage races and everything else. You know, the Iron Man races. Like, hey, guess what? Somebody died in our race.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the dangerous race. You and your mud run, what do you got on this? People die doing this.
# Krispy Kreme kills.
That's right. Yeah, let's see how good a shape you're actually in. Can you conquer the Krispy Kreme challenge?
Oh, man, we should all do this next year.
I'm totally game.
Yeah, the most exercise I get is walking around the supermarket, so no.
There is a Krispy Kreme up the road from us in Clark Summit, which, you know, people listening around the country and around the world don't know where that is. But for us, that's very close. We could organize something and make this happen.
Crisco, I have the old school Rocky CD in my car. All you have to do is throw that on and just start running.
We don't even need, you know what we'll do? Once it gets warm. We will do this. We will do it, and we'll put it on YouTube.
Oh, I love it. And if any listeners would like to join us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
That's right. And I imagine Mickey is just going to drive alongside us in a golf cart.
You would be absolutely correct.
You're in charge of filming that.
All right.
You're making her a lot nicer than she is. She'll be driving behind us.
I think this needs to happen now. As soon as the weather gets warm, write this down. We're making it. We're doing it.
Start training immediately.
You're gonna need to, son. You don't want to die.
Or do you?
I can't think of a better way to go.
The best of A Freak Accident. Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter @AFreakAccident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
In case you weren't aware, Lazy E and I are both radio guys, and we've done a lot of interviews over the years. We've done quite a few together as well. This was one of the first interviews we did on this show, on A Freak Accident, but Lazy E and I will still agree, it is one of the best, most fun interviews we've ever done. We got the chance to talk to a rising comedian, James Heskey, who started a few web series of his own, and the conversation, it was just awesome, and he was a blast to talk to. This was back on March 3rd. Comedian James Heskey on A Freak Accident. It's no secret to anybody who's been following at least Lazy E and I for years that we've talked to plenty of people, haven't we?
With Chris Jericho, the guy down the street, my neighbor... you.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Yeah.
Pleasure, as always.
Yeah, good meet you.
We've got a history, you know, our different radio and podcasting adventures, but it's always fun to meet somebody new. You know, and the world of comedy, it has kind of eluded us up until now. You know, we've talked to actors, we've talked to, you know, survival experts, we've talked to musicians. Legitimately, we have. I don't think we've talked to any comedians, though, have we?
There's a reason why, and I'm scared for this, because think about it. We think we're funny, but now we have a guy who actually does this as a profession.
And he's looking down on us the entire time.
I know. You're ready.
I'm hyped for this. But we're very excited to have on the program now comedian James Heskey. James, welcome to A Freak Accident, my friend. How you doing today?
Not bad. How about you?
We're good, man. Give him a round of applause. Yeah.
Going around.
So there, now you feel like you're at home a little bit because you got some applause, you know, leading you into your interview here.
Yeah, no, this is good. Actually, I mostly wanted to talk about my survivalist skills, so I think I'll fit in right with your
perfect. There we go. Right on.
All my survival skills are just what to do when you feel sad and alone in your own apartment, but I can get you through those times.
Are you sad and alone in your own apartment right now? Is that where you're talking to us from?
Yeah. So, you know, things are okay. It's a little hairy, a little touch and go, but, you know, I think I'll make it. We'll see. I don't know. Got my cat.
And, I got that going for you.
Yeah, a cat and a bottle of booze, and, you know, right now I'm still talking with you guys, so I guess things are good.
He hasn't passed out yet. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're from Brooklyn, so is that where you're living right now? You still live in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn. I'm actually originally from Pittsburgh, and then I lived in Philly for a while, and then I moved up to Brooklyn 2 years ago.
That's the same town that Ian's from. He's from Pittsburgh, so I'm sorry about that. I really am.
Oh, no, it's good.
Hey, we make
it's
Pittsburgh
so
look good.
Being around all those Super Bowls.
Wait a second. Whoa. All right, James, are you telling me you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
Well, yeah, I grew up there.
Get ready for your mind to be blown. I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Oh, well, my mind isn't blown. I mean, I meet, you know, losers all the time. It's fine.
Set myself up, huh?
Yeah, you really did. Yeah.
You asked for that one. Yeah.
Well,
you know, I'm still very sorry about the way that game ended. That had to be terrible. I have a couple of Bengals fan friends here, and I drunkenly sent apology text messages to all of them.
It was like
afterwards, I'm like, you guys didn't deserve that. You're good people.
It was like the Royal Rumble at that game. At one point, it turned to pro wrestling.
Oh yeah, it's always nice when you get a division game in the playoffs because it's just you're guaranteed like 14 concussions and a couple of fights, and it's always good to just watch brain damage.
Especially with the Steelers and the Bengals, like there's a hatred there that runs deep.
Yeah, it definitely runs deep. Although I'm going to be honest, for the Steelers, Ravens are always number one. Just because they're the old Browns, so just that the hatred carried over.
Yeah.
And then the Bengals, the last few years, it's definitely been a little rough.
James is already my favorite interview.
He sucks.
Yeah, you and your solidarity. Anyway, so James, you're sad and alone at your apartment right now.
I'm feeling better now that I'm remembering that game.
Now I'm sad and alone with these guys. Great.
But are you in between like tours right now? Like, what's going on with the comedy these days?
Yeah, so right now I'm working on a couple of projects. Got a couple of web series that I'm working on. One, the first episode is out for both of them. One of them's called At Their Worst, which is where I host a show where I am with other comedians who were just in awful situations. So the first one we did, everybody was just wildly hungover, and we were at brunch, and I sort of had to try to run an interview show while we were dealing with all of that. And then we've got a couple other ones that are filmed and we're working on right now. There's one coming out pretty soon. Should be out next week where we're in the back of a car. Going to Sonic, three big guys just sitting in the back of a car, squeezed into the back of a Honda Civic. So it's a good time. And then the other one I've got is which one is worse? I promise you, we weren't trying to do the name sounding exactly the same. But that's a fun one where we just compare. Me and my friend Daryl Charles just compare terrible movies. So we've got The White House Down versus Olympus Has Fallen, which should be coming out next week.
Oh, man, and those are terrible, too. Let me ask you this. Are you drawing, like, some inspiration from Mystery Science Theater there for that second one?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they were the ones that I think got everybody started on making bad movies, like, a real thing to watch, like, in pop culture.
Yeah.
And now CinemaSins and Couch Tomato, those guys are sort of doing the new level stuff. I hate to even say new level stuff because the Mystery Science Theater guys are still around. because they're still doing stuff, but the sort of the next, I guess the sort of modern spin on it is stuff like CinemaSins.
Now, James, what movie are you guys going to make fun of first?
Well, we do sort of both at the same time, and I was looking at an early cut of it, and I watched each of those movies at least half a dozen times, which is saying something about how sad and alone I feel at the moment.
It also is a testament to your pain threshold, too.
But I will say even, yeah, it's pretty good. I even after watching each one half a dozen times, when they sent the early cut, we were looking at it, and it was there were still moments where I'm like, I don't know which movie this scene is from. They're so similar, and they're just such terrible attempts at movies. It is very sad that they got made. So we do both at the same time, but it's going to be a little bit of a mess trying to figure out which one's which. So we're sorting that out right now. That's part of the delay.
Well, that's going to be interesting because these are two movies. They're both about people attacking the White House, and they both came out, I think, within 3 months of each other. So to finally know which one is the absolute worst, I think you'll be doing humanity a service with that.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we watched each one, you know, half a dozen times so that nobody else ever watches them again. that's the hope. Just please don't, because we did that and now we're right on to the next one, and I'm like, why did I agree to make more than one episode of this? This is a terrible, terrible thing. So
now, I am really intrigued by the premise of the first web series you mentioned, At Their Worst, where you mentioned you interview comedians in the middle of terrible situations. Do comedians often find themselves in terrible situations? Your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that press conference question. I appreciate that. Listen, we're on to Cincinnati. Sorry,
oh, oh yeah, no, no. Check impression.
I get it. You're stuck in a bathroom with Ben Roethlisberger.
That would be a very bad situation. but we try to do ones that are slightly less bad. So, comedians are always in just terrible situations. We're very awkward people if we are just having to talk to another human being. And when we're together, we can, usually it's like before or after a show when we're either nervous or already drunk or hungover or we just bombed and we're on our way to go find an entire pizza to eat or something like that. So what I've found is that whenever we're hanging out, those are the funniest moments and the times where I'll start crying laughing is when I'm with my other comedian friends and we're in pain for some reason. You know, we're having to move a couch or we're having to, we're feeling like crap after a night out or something like that, or we're on a road trip. And it's just, those are the times that are a lot of fun. And we basically film that for a couple hours and boil it down to the funniest 3 to 5 minutes and give you something that makes us look smarter than we are.
See, I'm definitely going to have to check that out because that sounds awesome. And you know, I've noticed that it seems with comedians that like you guys channel a lot of, I mean, just from what I've seen, you know, the comedians that I follow and that I've come to, you know, understand and learn about, that you guys channel a lot of negative energy into your acts, into your stand-up routines. I mean, do you feel like that's the case, that it's like a catharsis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not that funny to talk about what's going well. You know, if I get up there and say, yeah, no, actually, I'm calling you guys from my mansion, and my pet tiger is sitting on my lap, and I'm eating caviar right now, you know, you probably, I wouldn't waste my time with you guys if that was the case, but I also wouldn't be nearly as interesting. But yeah, you got to have... Comedy is just a way of dealing with pain, and there are comedian like Facebook groups or text messages or Facebook chats that are always going back and forth of stuff that we aren't even allowed to say in like on Facebook or Twitter or things like that. That's just stuff that'll just be between us. That if it ever got out, we would be ruined. Because we want to get that really sort of dark stuff, and we have a tendency to go there, and then we have to usually lighten it up for, you know, the common folk.
If you had a pet tiger, what would it be named?
Oh, whatever it wanted to be called, where it wouldn't rip my arm off. So I would probably, I don't know. If I had a pet tiger, I don't know what I would name it, but I would probably at some point put a saddle on it and see if I could get a monkey to ride it. Because I would have a monkey too.
You know,
if I have a tiger, I definitely have. I probably have a bunch of monkeys
to feed them.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure you would name that tiger. Oh, yeah, please, God, let me go.
Yeah, something like that. You know, like, oh, good. Oh, please, God, let me go. Very good. Oh, please, God, let me go. So you want me to rub your belly? Whatever you want.
Wait, are you asking me or the tiger? Because the answer is yes.
Yeah. Well, the question was to both. It was an open question.
All right. Well, I'm so taking.
He is available this weekend if you're down.
Remember that point where I said that comedians are awkward in conversation? I think I just proved it by talking over you four times in 6 seconds.
Well, you know what, though? Lazy E really has a tendency to ratchet up the awkwardness whenever he's around. He has that effect on people.
Ask my mother.
See? All right, I'll let you sit in that one.
Just let it marinate. Exactly. Let it marinate.
So, James, who is your favorite family member to make fun of when you're on stage?
I mean, I only bring her up a couple times, but I mean, it's got to be my mom only because I hate her.
She's great. Mickey, you've got solidarity with him on that one. There you go.
I do, unfortunately.
You hate my mom, too?
Yes! She's been talking about it ever since we got you.
What did she do? Well, look, if she gave you up, if she's the one that she gave up, then you're lucky. Never mind.
I got where you were going.
No, only because she and I really get along really well, and we have the same kind of personality. So we get along really well until we all of a sudden don't, and we hate each other for like an hour. And then we're back to getting along really well. But in that hour, it's like I just think of all the things, because all the things I hate about her are basically the things I hate about me. And I'm like, oh, I already know how to write for that. And I can just write a joke. It's almost an extension of the things I hate about myself, and she's fun to exaggerate. And since she is she's a really good person, really good mom. It's almost easier to make fun of because I know anything I do about her is going to be an exaggeration or at least understandable. Like where people are going to say, "Oh yeah, a good person can still do that, and it will be funny."
Now, with comedy the way it is today, I mean, I know a lot of comedians have kind of been weighing in on the pressures of society and culture on the comedy world, especially these days. And even you've got like some higher profile acts like Amy Schumer, you know, where it's like, you know, oh, everything's funny, everything's free reign, you know, anything goes. Until you say something I don't like, you know, then immediately it comes into, well, you know, you can't say that then, you know. So, I mean, do you think, I mean, being a comedian, being a guy that's like, you know, you're an up-and-coming comedian, do you feel like pressure? Do you feel that? Do you think it's affecting comedy, or do you think comedy's kind of pushing back or that you guys are safe where you are?
Well, most of the comedians who complain, not the big names, right? The comedians sort of at my level or sort of around that level, the ones that complain about things being too PC are people who think it's funny to just go up and say the most shocking thing you can say and without writing the creative joke.
Right.
So I think you should be able to talk about anything. I think, you know, George Carlin was sort of the guy that I always looked up to as far as the person that got me into comedy and the sort of a lot of philosophies I agree with. I like sort of his voice and where he's coming from. And for him, I think the big thing is that the joke has to be good, and that's for most of them, is that the joke has to be good. If it's a terrible joke and, you know, it's about race or, you know, inequality or, you know, whatever the taboo subject is, because the people don't want to talk about it, if the joke is bad, then it's really going to stand out as a bad joke and you're going to upset people. If you tell a bad joke and it's not offensive, then people just go, oh, it was a bad joke. That guy sucks. But if it's a bad joke and it was offensive, then people are like, oh, that was a bad joke and he's a terrible human being and we need to write blogs about him. So I usually don't get into too much stuff that I think would be, you know, on the line. But I think anything you want to talk about, you can. The joke has to be there. And sure, you have to risk, there'll be a few people who will be upset, but if it's a good joke, the people who are happy with it will far outweigh the people who are upset.
So do you feel like you have to read your audience a lot when you get up on stage?
I mean, certainly you need to be able to read an audience, but I think that there is a fine line between you got to read the audience and you got to also do your thing. So you should be able to sort of switch gears a little bit and figure out how to make it work, but comedy is just as subjective as music, so you know, this gets used a lot when comedians talk about comedy, but they say that, you know, nobody would show up to a club for music night. They would want way more information. Like, what am I dealing with here? Country, rock, hip hop, what's, you know, jazz. The comedy it'll just say comedy night and people will show up and you never know what you're going to get there. So it's, you have to be able to read your audience a little bit, but sometimes if the show is just run terribly and you just get a mismatch between the crowd and the comedian, there's only so much that can be done, and the comedian has to, you know, should try to meet the audience in the middle, but they also, they got to stick to their guns a little bit and not just, you can't play to everybody. It doesn't work.
All right, James Heskey, you've done the interview with us. I need to know now that you could get the litmus test here, what is the worst interview you've ever done?
Please don't say us. Please don't say us. Please don't say us. Please don't say us.
Oh, are we considering this one over?
Well, are you?
I don't know. Is this still? Because we really need to figure out whether we're talking. Is this current tense or past tense?
Well, we're talking.
Oh, man.
From now, this point back.
No, this has been a very fun one. I've certainly done other people's podcasts where they have zero idea of what to talk about or what to do. And I will sit there and go, oh, I just have to talk for 45 minutes. This is going to be terrible. And nobody needs that. So there have been a couple of those. This isn't bad, but this is just a weird thing. I've done some radio a couple of times. I've gone in, and when you go to do radio, you get there, and you know what you're going to talk about. The host usually has some bullet points to get you, you know, between your material. You get there 15, 20 minutes beforehand. You walk into the studio, shake hands. This will be great. And then you do the segment, which will be like 5 to 7 minutes. And then like 2 minutes later, you're just in the parking lot. You're like, what was that? That was really weird. Like, I was just on the radio and now it's just over. It just feels like you just got shipped out. Because for them, they got to just plow through the next 8 segments, you know, so that they can get to some ads.
Well, admittedly, James, Lazy E and Ian and I are all radio guys ourselves. And you talk about comedians being awkward people. You know, we sit in padded rooms and talk to ourselves all day. So we can be pretty awkward, too, trust me.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys know where I'm coming
absolutely
from.
Absolutely.
We understand you.
The SPCA won't even let you guys get cat to be alone with in your apartment.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, James, man, I wanted to say thank you so much for coming on our show and talking to us. I mean, where do you have any tour dates lined up, like in the near future, like around?
I've just got some one-nighters that are around because we're working on these projects right now. But if you just follow me on Twitter or look me up on Facebook, just James Heskey, Heskey. James Heskey, you can find me on Facebook or Twitter, and you'll be able to see. I'll post any sort of major shows that I'm doing.
Anytime you come near our area, because our area can be kind of hot and cold with comedy, but when it's hot, it's hot. So if you end up in our area, we're definitely going to have to meet up and hang out.
That'd be great. And if you're up in New York, lose my number. So we're not going to hang out. I'm busy that day. Whatever day you guys are coming.
I'm just going to drunk text you.
Yeah, do it. No, this is a lot of fun. I really appreciate it, guys.
Hey, James, thank you so much for joining A Freak Accident today, man.
Thanks, James.
Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you. Thanks,
James Heskey, we'll see you on the road. Oh, by the way, I did want to, before we let you go, where can we see your web series at? That was the other thing.
Oh, it'll be on YouTube and on Facebook. So that's another good reason. You'll see it first if you friend me on Facebook. So send me a friend request on Facebook. I approve pretty much anything that doesn't look like a spam bot, and I approve some of those. So send me you see it first on Facebook, and after that it'll be on YouTube, and I'll be posting it the links on Twitter.
And I'm glad we got to prove we're awkward too with that awkward ending.
There you go.
James Heskey!
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'll just stay on the line until you remember all the other things that you have to
ask. Thanks, Manny. Thanks
Can
for
I
joining.
Can I redo my answer about worst interview?
Go right ahead.
I'll just say the last 2 minutes of this one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll always disappoint you. That's what we're about. James, thanks so much for being here, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. I had a lot of fun.
That's going to do it for the best of A Freak Accident. My name is Crisco, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to download this episode, listen to it, and revisit some of our favorite moments from this past year with us. I know it can be kind of a bummer not having a brand new episode to listen to, but either way, I hope you enjoyed this sort of time travel trip to the past. And again, you can hear every episode we've ever done, you can hear the full episodes where each of these segments were featured to kind of get some context, because I know as you're listening to them, you might hear jokes, you might hear references to things that you're not familiar with. You're like, what were they talking about there? You can go get caught up on everything we've ever done at podcast.afreakaccident.com. Of course, that is our website, afreakaccident.com. Feel free to bookmark it, visit it regularly. We've got links there to all of our social media pages and accounts and all that stuff, so you can come follow us and interact with us all the time, even when you're not listening to us. The show continues on social media. And don't forget, subscribe on iTunes or on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded, and you'll get brand new episodes automatically delivered to you every time we do them. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to leave us a good review if you enjoyed what you heard, and we hope you'll be back again next week. We will be back full force with a brand new episode of A Freak Accident, and I hope you'll be here for it. Thanks again for listening. For A Freak Accident, for Lazy E, for Kyle Mack, and for Mickey, my name is Crisco, reminding you that some things in life are a given until there's a freak accident. We'll see you soon.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.